to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, go to our website, www.thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com, or simply go to drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. And so we've got a great, great show for you today. I'm joined by my sidekick, Mr. Benny Mathers.
Hola, que pasa, amigos?
Hey, you know, everything is just swell. And I'll tell you, we've got a great show for you today. It is a listener call-in show today because we are honored and thrilled every year around this time. It is such a pleasure to have Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, join us. And she's joining us here today because what we are all about is we're about angel first aid, prescription for prosperity. We're talking with her on the late breaking news, as a matter of fact, about her new book. But Sue has been a regular on the Dr. Pat Show since like day one, has the incredible ability, gift, to communicate with angels. She's been doing it since she was 18 months old. She's been on close to 2,000 radio shows and television shows, and she helps all of us, especially this time of year, get in touch, communicate with our angels, and get really clear about the power of what we can manifest. She's joining us here today. Her website is theangellady.net, and we are thrilled to have her. Now, if you've not heard the show, then you probably don't know the call-in number. We're going to take as many calls throughout the hour as we can to connect you with Sue Storm, to connect you with your angels. She also will help you identify who your angels are so you can connect with them on a regular basis. We have a toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. If you're listening from Boston, Cape Cod, or any other place in the country, that is toll free for you, 1-800-930-2819. If you're listening from Canada or other places, you can dial directly and internationally. You can dial to 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. We'll take your calls. We'll get your questions. Whatever we need to do, we'll do during this hour. Sue, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, it's so good to be here again.
It is so good to be here, and you must be busy, busy, busy this time of year, as usual.
With this time of year and all the parties and the fun and people wanting to connect with their angels and radio shows, I've got at least 10 radio shows this month. So.
Oh, yeah.
It's a busy time.
Well, let's start out, while Benny's picking up the phones furiously, let's just give people a little background about you, about what you do, and also about some of your other books, because, you've pretty much, have helped many of us understand who the angels are, and that there are angels for different things.
Okay. Well, my first two books are Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, Prescription for Miracles, which is a general book, covers everything, health, happiness, relationships, career, inner peace, parenting, pets, covers everything. And Angel First Aid, RX for Success, which is how to find your life's purpose and be successful. Because the angels tell me that when you're doing your life's purpose, life is easier. It doesn't have so many bumps in the road, and things are better. So those are the two first books. And then right now I'm in the process of writing a book on prosperity, which is really, really exciting. It's going to be a larger book and more involved, and it's going to have 108 remedies. Isn't that amazing?
Well, it is. And let's tell people, about remedies, what they are and what we mean by them.
Sure. Well, the angels have come up with some little visualization exercises or little techniques called angel first aid techniques that you can do to make life easier and better, and they work. They work, and they And when you also include affirmations and by talking to the names of your angels, it makes everything change for you. And I also do personal consultations where I help people make their life better. The fastest way to move from point A to point B is with your angels by your side.
So we've got the phones and people are just calling in like crazy here. I want to make sure that everybody knows if we don't get to you this go around, please keep calling in because we want to connect Sue with you. Many people are saying, I'm getting a lot of mixed messages about this time of year. I have some folks saying it's a very difficult year, the worst year they've ever had. I've had other people saying, you know what, this is an enormous opportunity for us to look at different ways to connect. It's always been about the money and the gifts and this and that around this time of year. And now people are getting really creative. What are you hearing? What are the angels saying?
Well, actually, they're saying just to hold tight for a little while because things are going to change. I mean, I don't have a bad feeling. I don't think this is the end. You know, everybody is thinking things are going down, and maybe the economy is, but that doesn't mean that you personally have to do that. Keep your attitude up, keep your thoughts prosperous, and I had one man call me because he had lost his job, and he was very upset, and I said, look, don't worry about it. A better one is coming, and he said, oh, and this economy, da-da-da. And I said, yes, a better one is coming. Do you know within a week he had gotten a better job?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean that just because it's going on around you, it has to go on with inside of you.
Exactly. And, you know, this is really a chord that I think we've struck with our listeners. The phones are filled up. But I want to tell everybody that as soon as these phones open up, please feel free to call in. This show is for you. All of you out there wanting to connect with your angels. Sue, let's do it. Benny, good job.
All right. Thank you very much, Pat. We have Jan calling in from Renton. She just wanted her angels. She's never had them before.
Hey, well, Jan.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Okay, let's give you your angels.
All right.
William, who's the angel of peace. That's blessings of love and joy. And then you have... I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
You said William, huh?
William, right, like Bill, William. Okay, and then Raphael is your archangel, and that's healing and compassion. And Katrina, there's your money angel, is a angel of prosperity. She works with money, health, and happiness.
Okay.
And that's what we're talking about today, prosperity.
Okay.
Now, do you have a specific question?
Well, I don't have anything right now, you know, not a real problem, anything. Just want to know, sometime I want to hold with something, you know, think about something.
Okay,
might be the angel, maybe good.
Okay, good. Well, you'll have plenty to think about. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. Benny, who do we have?
Yes, Sherry from Shoreline. She had a health question. She was wondering about her immune system. So, Sherry, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
How you doing?
Good. Well, I'm a little bit sick right now. Mm. I have a six-year-old son who brings home everything for me, and so I just have been sick a lot. And I was wondering if my angels might have any insight about that for me.
Well, the first thing is Peter is the angel of good health. And the next thing I hear is the thymus gland, which works with your immune system, is like on your underneath your breastbone in the center of your chest. And just to tap that periodically, that'll get your immune system going.
Okay.
Okay. And they tell me you need to drink more water.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll give that a try.
Yeah.
Do you have another question? I get a sense you have another question. Did I just make that up?
I don't know. Maybe. I guess, well, I've been really kind of digging at my past and trying to dig up and get rid of a lot of emotional crap that's been holding me back.
That's what I was just feeling right there.
Can I give you my best solution to that?
Yes,
you put your hand, this is the remedy. You put your hand on your forehead, across your forehead and across the back of your head between your ears. And then you just take snapshots of the things that have bothered you. And that moves it to a different part of your brain. and it's a memory as opposed to bringing up emotion.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, thank you.
Okay, good. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too. Thank you very much. And have a happy holiday.
Thank you, Sherry. You know, Sherry, can I say something to you, even though you're gone? I just want to say something to Sherry. I hope you're listening to the show. You have some really, really good energy. And what I mean by good is there is not good, there's not bad. What I'm saying by that is I was really plugged in to where you were coming from. And so, you know, even though I got a sense that you are having some issues with your past, the sense that I got from it is that you're really done with it. And so what I wanted to share with you, and I'll share it right now, is that your past doesn't really set a precedence for where you are today. And based on the vibration that I picked up when you called in, you have a very, very innate ability to shift that now. Very innate ability to move to happiness immediately. And so that's just something for you to think about while we're taking callers. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819 is our toll-free number. We've got folks on the line. Benny, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll be kicking it up with our callers and Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. You can check out her website, theangellady.net. And when we come back, we'll be talking about how each and every one of us can flip that switch. We'll be right back. Dr. Pat Basile, and I'm excited to announce the 2009 Extraordinary People Lecture Series. Four nights, four extraordinary speakers, each with a message of hope, inspiration, and love. Join Carolyn Mace, Michael Beckwith, Gary Zukav, and Don Miguel Ruiz, all right here in Seattle. Purchase the entire series and get four events for the price of three. Tickets are on sale now. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more information, event dates, and to purchase your tickets. All events will be held at the new Celebration Hall at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle on Sandpoint Way. Don't miss this spectacular opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com for details. Series tickets would make a perfect gift for someone you care about this holiday season.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul Connect, is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit mbsconnect.com.
HeartPlanet.com, a positive-focused social network. Meet people who treat others well and live their best life. Join and post a profile for your positive-based business, your music, book, or creative project. Let the world know what you're up to. Go to heart-planet.com, a positive focus on meeting people, a positive focus on entertainment. Connect. Be entertained. Be inspired. Heart-planet.com.
Have you been wondering what the bleep happened with The Secret? Join Master Psychic Carrie O'Connor December 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern for her teleclass as she examines the law of attraction and unlocks the true secret behind The Secret. Carrie will also teach you how to use the other six laws of creation, allowing you to manifest your passions and co-create the life of your dreams. To register, call 860-887-1201 or email union1111@yahoo.com.
Hi, I'm Paul McCormick. Are you concerned about your money and your future? We are entering an economic crisis like never before. If you're counting on the system to take care of you, you will lose, and I don't want that to happen. Here's what I can offer. I'll give you absolutely free my 6-CD series on how to take control of your own money. All you have to do is go to my website, formulaformillionaires.com. or go to any bookstore this month and buy my book titled Secrets of the Millionaire Inside.
Made fresh each day for you. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Control myself here. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We've got the angels in the house. We've got Sue Storm, the angel lady, in the house. We've got callers. If you want to get a reading, if you want to find out who your angels are, give us a shout. 1-800-930-2819. This is live. If you're listening from the New England area, you are welcome to call in as well. If that number gives you any problems at all, you can dial 425-373-5527. We're going to go to the phone. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, welcome to the show. Benny.
Well, I welcome myself to the show, but Sue's welcome to the show, too. Carol from Redmond's calling in. She's currently out of work. She's wondering if there's a job still out there for her. Carol!
Hello. I work.
How are you doing?
Good. I loved what I did before, and I was able to work out of my home, and I love the people. I love the work I was doing, and I've been trying to use the secret or the law of attraction, but how do you keep from getting discouraged?
Well, for one thing, I'm going to do two things here. For one thing, there's also a law of restoration, and it seems like things have been taken away from you in your lifetime, and you've lost things. So I would ask that the law of restoration, as well as the law of attraction, come your way or be activated. And Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, is the angel of attraction. So she's the one who activates these laws.
Okay. And then can you tell me if I have a specific angel?
Sure. You have a prosperity angel. Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, is the archangel of prosperity. And then you have Nancy, angel of productivity. So she's going to help you. And Joseph, the angel of joy. But Corey, C-O-R-Y, is the angel of career development, and that's the one you should be talking to, as well as the others, but that's the one you should be talking to right now.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. What a great show. I just so love the energy here. Benny, let's go to the phones.
Okay. Real fast, so if callers want to give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Charlene from Redmond must be, the neighbors there next to, everybody out there in Redmond land just wanted her angels. So, welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I would like to know my angel's name so I don't have to talk to myself all the time.
Oh, that's great.
That's a good one.
Okay, well, you have Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, who's the angel of creativity. And they tell me you're very creative with your mind and your thoughts. Mm-hmm. And Archangel Michael is your archangel. He's also mine, and he's the best archangel around, although, Pat has a good one, too. And then Cornell is the angel of decision-making. So there's some decisions that you have to make soon.
What again?
Decisions that you have to make soon.
Yeah, I change all the time, so...
Okay. Well, that angel Cornell is helping with that.
Cornell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is the first angel's name again?
It was Bettina, I believe, right?
Archangel
yes.
Michael, is that the first one?
Or Bettina.
The second
one.
B-E-T-T-I-N-A.
Bettina.
B-E-T-T-I-N-A.
Bettina. Bettina.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right, and now I have a name to call upon.
Good.
Very good. Very good. Wow, thank you so much for calling in today. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for calling in today. We'll take your calls, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Or if you're local, you can try to shout at 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Sue, what do the angels make of all this financial stuff going on here today? Do the angels think we should bail out the auto industry? I'm just joking. I don't know. Well, what do they think?
Limited. It's something to the effect where you watch where the money goes. Mm-hmm. But it's more about what are we doing with our planet as opposed to a particular industry. You know, it's important that we... I was listening today on television, and they were talking about that the cars are going green and the companies are going more green. I think that's the big advantage of all this happening, is we're starting to think differently.
Mm. Yeah, isn't it interesting? And I had a conversation with someone about this, and we were kind of doing our little mind-brain thingy with it. And we were saying, what if this wasn't really about any of that? I mean, what
right.
if this is not about money? Because it's usually never really about the problem that shows up, even in
right.
our own lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are things that show up in our own lives, and rarely is it about that thing. There's usually something else going on. So it's kind of like, what if it really wasn't about this? What if this was a way to get our attention, to a time where we might need to be doing something very, very different? You know,
and where we need to be thinking about each other,
mm-hmm.
People losing their jobs and the other things. I mean, people are not just running around in their busy lives. They're thinking about what's actually happening to us people.
Well, you know, and when we look at that, do you feel like this year is different than other years in that we're either becoming more connected to each other, or have we pulled away? What is the sense? What are the angels saying?
We're becoming more aware. It seems like the consciousness is changing, and we're becoming more aware of the planet, of global warming, of each other, of our predicament. You know. So when things are bad, people huddle together, and they help each other, and they're more concerned. That's what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
They are not unconsciously going about their own lives without thinking what's happening in the world.
So, you know, this is a time that many of us get to really look at, what we want. I mean, the whole Christmas thing is about what are you going to ask Santa for? You know what I mean? I mean, it's not about that. But there's a part of it that we've commercialized that is about that. And, you know, right now we're seeing, you know, children in the malls walking up to Santa and sitting on Santa's lap, and Santa saying to the kid, what do you want? And as children, you know, we don't seem to have a problem asking for what we want.
Isn't that true?
They get right up there and they're like, I want an Xbox and I want it to have this or that or whatever. And yet here we are, we're getting the results. And it's kind of funny because I was, hanging out with some folks about 3 weeks ago, and we were trying to decide what movie to go to. It's like, well, I don't know. What do you want to go to? Well, gee, I don't know. What do you want to go to? Well, what movies are playing? Well, and I'm like, but they're really clear that they don't want me to pick the movie. That's what they're really clear about.
What kind of a movie would you pick, Pat?
I mentioned in the last show.
Well, The Howling,
The
that's
Howling
for sure.
was my favorite Dee
Great
Wallace
Christmas
movie.
Flick.
Yeah, so they're like, talk to the hand, Pat. Let's go to the phones, Benny.
Yeah, nothing like Santa Claus and werewolves. I mean, really, that just starts
right.
the mood, doesn't it?
That's what happens when you give kid tap shoes and you don't let her tap.
Silver bullet. Can I even say a silver bullet? Renee from Seattle is joining us. Renee.
Hi.
Hey, Renee. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. My question is, do my angels reach me when I'm out on my walks, like through ducks and dogs and people I encounter? Is that one way they reach me?
Oh, Sue?
Yeah, she faded in and out again. Can you
sure.
repeat it for me, Pat?
Yeah, when I'm out on walks, do my angels reach me, like, through nature,
right.
through pets and dogs and ducks? And,
right, yeah, that's a great question because, yeah, go ahead, Sue.
I still didn't hear the beginning. I heard about the cats and the dogs. And
Well, her angels reach her. They reach her when she's walking.
Oh, I got it.
And they reach
okay.
her through
well,
the cats and the dogs and the...
You know why? Because you're relaxed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the time that you're open and relaxed. And angel messages often come in on the breath. So when you're taking deep breaths or you're walking, you're breathing more deeply, that's absolutely a time when they would be around you.
Oh, great. Yeah, I think sometimes when I think too deeply, then I hear a duck quack, and it's like it's coming out to tell me to stop doing that.
Yeah, exactly. It's saying, stop quacking, leave the quacking up to me.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you know who your angels are? Have we given them to you?
I had them a long time ago.
Let me tell you the ones that are around you now. Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, is the angel of strength. And he's giving you some endurance for that walk, okay?
Oh, good, okay.
And also Katrina, the angel of prosperity. Those two are with you right now.
Oh, great. I can use both of them.
Good, good. Well, thanks for
thank
calling.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, sometimes nature will actually have things show up that are totally unexpected for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we do hear different things. You know, when we're in nature, there are nature sounds. And we're either going to be crowded out by the chatter that goes on in our mind, or something will happen where we stop for a minute and we actually hear that strong, silent voice. Let's, you know, Sue, we've got a caller. I would love to wait till we come back from break because, you know, part of this is making sure that, you know, we take care of Danielle in an absolutely phenomenal way. I don't know.
You can give
am
out
I popping
Sue's,
here?
No, you can just give out Sue's information, though,
Sue,
before we go.
Sue, let's give us your information.
Okay, good. So I have, two books, Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, RX for Success. Great Christmas presents if you don't want to go out and do some shopping and you just want them sent right to your door. My 800 number for consultations and for the books is 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790. And my website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net.
So we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Danielle. We may have time for one or two others if you give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Wow, this is a great show. We'll be right back.
Does how you think affect how you feel or what you have? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals, have a better relationship, or improve your health and fitness? End the excuses and get immediate results with the help of HUNA, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Application. What if you could attract money and abundance to you like a magnet? Donate excess weight and maintain your ideal state of health, or create the kind of relationship you've always wanted. With HUNA, you'll discover how to eliminate disempowering beliefs by using self-empowerment tools. Join Matt James December 13th and 14th in Seattle at the HUNA Prosperity Weekend. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com to register. This incredible workshop is only $95 for a limited time. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Hey, are you one of those people who need a boost of motivation to lose those extra pounds and inches? Well, here it is. Take the Sugar-Free Miracle Weight Loss Challenge and earn $100 for every 10 pounds you lose. I'm Karen Bentley, creator of the amazing Sugar-Free Miracle Diet, which you'll love. It's easy, sustainable, and it stops out-of-control eating. To participate, send me an email at expert@sugarfreemiracle.com. That's expert@sugarfreemiracle.com, and I'll send you the details.
Dr. Pat's giving away an iPod to a lucky listener every month.
Yep, every month.
All you have to do is go to thedrpatshow.com.
That's thedrpatshow.com.
Then sign up for our weekly newsletter. When you sign up for the newsletter, not only will you be entered to win the iPod, you'll also be kept up to date on all the awesome things that we're doing here at The Dr. Pat Show. So remember, go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for our weekly newsletter. You can't afford to miss out on this.
Attention homeowners, if you just refinanced or bought your house, did you know you signed a piece of paper agreeing to pay your lender more money in interest than you borrowed? How would you like to cut that interest almost in half or two-thirds without refinancing or making extra payments? Plus have your house paid off in about 10 years, not 30. If this catches your attention, we can help. Find out how much interest you can save on your current mortgage today by visiting debtfreemca.com or calling 888-252-3083. Your family will be glad you did.
You want to help people, and you know that the angels can help. You understand that as each person heals, our world takes a step towards peace. Become a certified angelic life coach and learn how to guide others in their healing with help from the angels. AngelsTeach.com offers a comprehensive six-month teleclass training program that can launch you into a career with angels right from your home. For more information or to register, visit AngelsTeach.com.
Clear, clean, and crisp. Check us out in digital quality sound on FM 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, to win an iPod as being part of our fabulous newsletter member list, which is free of charge, go to our website, www.thedrpatshow.com or Dr. Pat Live. So that's drpatlive.com, L-I-V-E, and sign up. And we actually announced the iPod winner for December the other day. It is so fun to do that. And today, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is joining us. Thank you, Sue, for joining us here. We're taking folks' calls. Let's go to the phone with Danielle.
Yes, Danielle is calling in from Bellevue. She's struggling with some money issues, just like the big three out there.
Uh-huh.
Probably not on that sort of scale, but, you know, we'll see what she can do. Danielle.
How can we help you?
Hi, you
hey.
Guys. Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, so thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay.
And also, I want to know my angels, and I'm having trouble with my energy. I'm feeling so, you know, no energy at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right, let's start with your angels. You have the best money angel, Jeremiah, the angel of financial security. So there you go. That's going to help. That should spark up your energy. And Joseph, the angel of joy, is another one. Your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. And let me give you the name of the angel for energy. And Pat might want to know this one, too. Paula, P-A-U-L-A, is the angel of energy.
Energy,
oh,
great. Thank you so much.
So, are you feeling like you're not having your energy as low? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, especially when I get home. I usually during the day I'm working and I'm listening to Dr. Pat in the morning.
Uh-huh.
So that's great. Lift my energy when I get home. Seems like I feel like some. Times even pain for out of nowhere. So I just don't understand it and try to, you know, get out of it, try some little techniques or something, but I need help.
Yeah.
With that.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, part of this is what Sue and I talked about. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you treating yourself well? Do you take the time to pamper yourself?
Not really.
Okay. And, you know, that's what I want to say, that, you know, part of this is because we live so many busy, you know, we're on busy, busy schedules. I can only imagine what you do even after you get home. But there are some things that I think will help. And really nurturing and caring for yourself and getting out and going to a spa, but incorporating some beautiful self-care in your life. And if you can't do it every day, make a commitment to take yourself out on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I want to interject things here. Sometimes I go out on dates with Archangel Michael. and someone asked me, who pays? I always end up paying.
We know that one.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Danielle. Thank you so much.
The angels are definitely going to help me.
Yes, they will. Thank you.
Thank you for everything.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Benny.
Yes, darling.
Who do we have?
We have Cassie calling in from Bellevue.
Hi, Cassie. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing better, thanks.
So what can we help you with today?
Okay. It almost feels kind of silly, but then again, it's not real silly at all. I got a traffic ticket recently, and I have a totally clean traffic record. My son says I annoy him with how slow I drive. Well, I got a traffic ticket for going down the Lake Hills connector before construction started. There was construction signs, little orange signs that said 25 miles an hour. And I took that to mean, like a warning, not the real deal. Well, I got pinged for it.
Zapped.
And I'm trying to decide whether to, I'm kind of wondering what it's all about, and I'm kind of wondering, you know, should I just pay
the
ticket, or should I? Well, not the normal speed limit.
Oh,
the regular.
We're going over the special speed limit.
Yeah.
I think it's just about slowing down, smelling the roses. I wouldn't fight it. It feels like something just needed to slow you down. And who knows, if you had kept going too fast, if you know, what might have happened, or you might have hit somebody, you know, who knows? But I just feel like in your life, you need to stop and smell the roses.
And slow down. Oh, okay, because I sometimes annoy people by being too slow as it is. So maybe, you know, I'm just on another slow.
Well, I don't know if it's being slow that way as much as being aware. Maybe that's a better word. Be aware of what's happening around you and staying in present time and letting that help you along.
Yeah, that feels like
okay.
A real cue there. Okay, thank you.
Hey, can
okay.
I say something to you real quick?
Sure.
Look, the fact that you got a ticket doesn't mean you're less than. Doesn't
right.
mean there's something wrong with you. Okay? Doesn't
right.
mean any of that.
Just this part of me that just really wants to fight it, you know, and then a part of me just goes, you know, Cassie, you know, So I was trying to get a bit more clear on that.
What does your heart say to do?
My heart sometimes changes its mind.
Wait. Hearts don't change their minds. Minds change their minds.
Oh, maybe it was my mind thinking of money and stuff, you know. That was another point to get a little more clear on, was that vibration of love and money. I'm kind of going, oh, what's that about?
Right, and do that I'm a money magnet affirmation. I am a mighty money magnet. And think of yourself as a mighty money magnet, and it'll work. Just pretend like you're a magnet and you're pulling in that cash.
Okay.
How does that relate to love, though?
I didn't hear that.
How does that relate to love?
You know, it's not necessarily related. It's the vibration or the frequency. When we talk about attraction, we talk about a frequency that you attract at the level that you're at. And love and money are at a similar level.
Oh, okay.
Does
Thank
that
you.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the bottom line is, you know, if you put a smile, you know, to put a happy face on, which is a happy heart, in one situation, really demonstrates that we can do that in every situation. It's just a matter of our willingness to learn the tools, and once we know the tools, then to actually do it and to let go of the old stories.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, good.
Thanks,
yeah.
Cassie. Thank you. I got a ticket. I got a speeding ticket.
Oh,
I did, and I'm kind of like Cassie. I don't usually get tickets,
mm-hmm.
but it was a very emotional time for me. It was on sort of around the anniversary of the passing of Bobby Braden. You remember Bobby,
oh,
right?
Oh, of course, mm-hmm. absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think of her often.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, I was just not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
and I was flying, and I don't
flying
know.
Flying would be the term of going fairly
I
fast,
was going
not
fast,
actually flying.
And I don't, and honestly, I was like over on the peninsula, and what do you call it? Over by Port Townsend, and I was driving fast, and it was a very slow, I mean, it's a slow deal. You know, it's like 35, you know what I'm saying? And I just was floating around. I wasn't paying attention. And clearly I was distracted, and I had just gotten the lease on my other car ran out, so I just had a lease on a new car that I didn't really understand how fast it actually went. It was a smaller car, so I thought, you know. But what happened, Sue, was kind of amazing, because the police officer that came out of the car, and this has to do with energy and vibration, I knew in the moment that he had stopped me, and I knew that there was just absolutely nothing I was going to be able to do about it. And I didn't argue with them, and I pretty much had surrendered to it in the moment. I didn't go like, oh, dang. You know, like we do when we get caught at something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do any of that. It was like, okay. And so the young man walked up to, and he was a young man, walked up to the window. And he was kind of smiling. He had just come on shift.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me, and I don't know. I don't know what it was about him. And he said, do you know that you were speeding? And I said, honestly, I don't. I said, I honestly don't even remember, you know, leaving my friend's house, to be honest with you. And he kind of looked at me. And I said to him, you know, I was just thinking about the passing of a very dear friend that we lost 2 years ago. And he looked at me and he said, you know, I'm writing down some information. You know, I gave him my license, and he's standing at the car and he's writing it down. And he said, you want to know what the good news is? I said, sure. He says, I'm writing it standing here. If I walk back to my car and I'm writing, that's a totally different deal. He said, I'm going to write this off to the fact that you have a new car.
Oh.
And you basically, you've got new car speeding syndrome.
I hate when that happens.
And I'm like, dude, I love you. Let's take a short break for a minute, Sue. And when we come back from our break, I'd love to hear what you have to say, and we have another caller. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The 7-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
Here's important news for anyone concerned about older-looking skin. Revitalize the water within, and even old, dried-out skin can look young again. Water gives skin its elasticity, and now, thanks to the Ageless Secret, a water-energizing skin spray, you can change the water within. This amazing energizing ability is easily proven with a glass of water. Use it, hold a glass of water for 30 seconds, and amazingly, the water changes and feels softer and tastes smoother. Spray the Ageless Secret on skin, and this water-energizing effect immediately improves skin elasticity by up to 50%. And there's more. The muscles on your face give your face its shape. The Ageless Secret gently tightens those muscles and reconditions them so you can get better results with every bottle or your money back. For more information about this incredible breakthrough, call now 1-888-424-4247 or visit agelesssecret.com. That's agelesssecret.com.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul, Connect. is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit mbsconnect.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub, Danielle Rama Hoffman, and world-renowned harpist Peter Sterling for a sacred sound journey to Egypt, February 2009. Picture yourself meditating to magical harp music inside the Great Pyramid, luxuriating on a Nile cruise, and exploring sacred temples in private visits for travel that expands your consciousness and opens your heart. Call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Are you looking for a unique place to book your holiday party? Here's a hot tip. The new Zenai Center in Bellevue. Zenai's co-founder and private celebrity chef, Curtis Ross, will serve you and your guests delicious, healthy cuisine and conscious cocktails in 4,000 square feet of beautiful, sustainable open space. Contact Zenai at 425-457-7665 or visit ZenaiCenter.net. That's ZenaiCenter.net.
Alternative Talk 1150 is now being broadcast in digital quality on FM 98.9 HD3. So rejoice, you early adopters of technology.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive by Sister and the Angel Lady here joining us. Sue, you were going to finish up and say a few things there at the end of the last segment. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, well, what I was going to say, that the angel told me the reason that you got stopped was because you needed to connect with that police officer. Either it's someone that you knew in another life or someone that you could help in some way, but that personal connection between the two of you was actually the reason.
Oh, okay. Wow. That was great. It definitely did slow me down. I was very, very grateful. He was very, very nice.
Okay, and, well, there was something special about him.
It was something very special about him. Something very special about you, Sue Storm, and Mr. Benny, and the listeners. But we actually have someone.
The loan officer grabs Pat, but for me, I seem to run into him quite often. It's just how I am, Galadriel's calling in from Anacortes. Galadriel.
Hi. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I'm stressing about finances, and I need some money by the 13th so I can go to the HUNA workshop that I won through Dr. Pat's show.
Oh. So you won the HUNA workshop?
I did.
Okay. But you did.
So that's
not going to cost you anything to get there.
I need to get there from Anacortes.
So
I'm thinking I have to go to the pawn shop and pawn my jewelry.
Oh.
So I have transportation. But I could also get a miracle, and that would be much better.
Okay, let's get a miracle here. Let's get something going.
Okay.
So let's start talking about I'm a mighty money magnet.
I have that written down.
Another affirmation, I'm enjoying being wealthy. You know, just to start bringing in that money. Talk to Jeremiah, Angel of Financial Security, and Timothy, Angel of Good Fortune. Let's just do everything you can. Ask the molecules to move faster to bring that money to you. And we'll all together, we'll all pray for you.
Excellent. You know, I'm waiting for an insurance settlement. And so I've been asking people to pray for that to happen swiftly also. I had a drunk driver run into my car. A week before, I was supposed to start doing angel card readings at Mirkwood in Arlington.
Mm.
So since that happened, I've been really sort of depressed and not sure what my purpose in life is.
you know, your purpose in life is really just to be you. You have a lot of gifts. You have a lot of talent. You have a lot of, you're bright. Just don't make it a big deal that you have to find your purpose, because just who you, being who you are is important.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Let me ask you a different question.
Sure.
So for some reason, if you don't make it to the HUNA on the 13th and 14th, are you going to pay that forward?
Well, I can. I wasn't sure if I was able to give it away. My daughter lives in Seattle. If I can get there, I can stay at her house.
Why don't you have her come pick you up?
She doesn't drive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking like train, taking the train or the bus or that kind of thing. And I've been living in poverty for a long time.
Oh, wait, stop. We got to stop. We have got to stop. Look, here's what I want to say to you immediately. You've got to change that phrase around, because you heard us talking today. And boy, you've heard Yvonne Oswald on the show of the power of our words. Boy, please change that, because we talked about this today. And, you know, when you say that I've been living in poverty for so long, that is exactly what's going to come at you. Can you take a minute here and let's create a shift around that?
Okay.
You've got to change that story. I care for you, or I wouldn't ask you to do it.
I'm not sure how to turn it around, Pat.
I can tell you. I live in absolute abundance and prosperity. I am so grateful for the gifts in my life. You say that 70 times a day for 70 days, and if you miss it, start over.
I live in absolute. I got lost at absolute. I live in absolute
prosperity and
prosperity.
Abundance.
Okay.
70 times for 70 days. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to try it too.
The workshop will really help me with
it. No. It will help you, but you got to start now. Because if you don't start now, you're not going to get to the workshop.
Okay. Well, I just got my jewelry out of the pawn shop, so I can re-pawn it.
That is not going to help you. That is not it. You know, we're talking about you creating a shift in first of all, two things. Got to change your intention, and then you got to put your body into motion.
Okay.
You got to change your intention. You got to put your body into motion.
Okay.
Whatever that looks like, you know, if there's some way that you need to get out there and make some money. I mean, look, I used to sell hot dogs.
I know.
Not too long ago, honestly, when I first moved to Seattle, I went door to door selling vinyl siding. I got bit by dogs. You've just got to be willing to make the change. And believe me, I know what it's like to be at that place. I really do. I know what it's like. And, you know, I was homeless at 17. I'm telling you, I know what this is like. And so what I want to say to you is it's not going to cost you a dime for you to change that story you have. Please, I beg you, please commit to doing that.
I commit to doing that 70 days, 70 times a day.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, and bless you so much.
Bless you, too. Thank you
Bye-bye.
For joining us.
Have a nice day.
Yeah. Sue, thank you for joining us here today. Let's give out some information.
Certainly. I have two books, Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, Prescription for Success. If you'd like to get copies, you can call 800-323-1790. I'll sign them, put your angels in for you. My website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. And what else do I say? I want to wish everybody a very, very happy holiday and prosperity galore.
Well, and part of this as well is for all of us to know that you're there for us, Sue. This is about you being there for us. You know, I don't think our listeners really know how many times, you know, you are out there with individuals hours of the night. I mean, this is not just something you do because you have nothing better to do. You're on radio at midnight.
11:30 last night, 6:30 this morning. People who just wanted to connect with their angels. One lady said to me, I slept all night holding your book close to me, but needed to talk to you before I went to work. And she went to work in a lot better shape than when she called me in the morning. Mm. So I'm available.
You know, Sue, this has been an incredible conversation. I want to thank you and all that you do and the way that you do it and really all of what you stand for. You know, thank you so much for joining us here today on the show. We're thrilled that you're doing what you're doing, and I'm sure that you will be with us while I'm taking a few days off here and there. And I'm honored that you will. Thank you for joining us today.
Okay, thank you, Pat.
Thank you all for tuning into the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you so, so much. Tomorrow, don't forget, we've got Madeline Gerwick joining us. A lot of green going on in December, which is kind of cool. And the Dr. Pat Show. We'll see you then.